Now we're ready to start.
Hello everyone, it's the program tip of the day, and today with us is a policeman Simon Snow, who is going to share with us his ideas how to make your home burglar-proof. No homeowner wants to return from a wonderful vacation to find that his or her home has been burglarized or damaged. There are a number of different safety and security measures that you can take to protect your home. Before you leave, it is important to make sure that each of these measures is functioning properly and that your home is secure. What's your opinion, Simon?
You are absolutely right, John. Let's get started.
Simon, what should we do in advance to make our home environment safe?
You can have a home automation system installed that allows you to access a security system through a small phone or computer application. Often a full security system would include outdoor cameras, automated lighting, and alarm and monitoring system. These provide peace of mind wherever you are far away from your home. Installing a home security system may also reduce your homeowner's insurance payments.
I've already purchased one. What else should our attention be paid to?
Strong doors are a worthwhile investment as a deterrent for robberies. Ideally, they will be over 1 inch thick and be made of metal. Hardwoods are also a good option. Your door should be strong enough that no one can break it down or kick it in. Not only will this increase security, it will also improve your home's energy efficiency. Good locks are also important. This may not be possible if you are renting your home or live in an apartment. If this is the case, speak with your landlord to see if they will consider installing more secure doors.
How should we protect valuable possessions?
Consider adding a deadbolt or an extra strong lock to entryway doors. If you have sliding glass doors, install locks that wedge between the door and the track to ensure they cannot be opened from the outside. The most significant point is that you should keep your essential documents in a deposit box, like the deed to your home, your passport, and identification cards, whether you are home or away. Before you leave, lock up any valuables that you may keep out on an everyday basis, like jewelry or sensitive documents. A safe is a necessary investment for every homeowner.
Many of us have a hidden key to our front doors or garages tucked away under a welcome mat, in a plant, or in a decorative garden item.
That's not very safe. Retrieve the hidden key and put it somewhere safe inside your home. Since you'll be away, there is no reason for a hidden key to be outside. Most burglars know that homeowners will hide keys and will look for one that is easily accessible when they want to break in.
What about the neighboring scheme?
That will definitely work. Ask a trusted friend, family member, or neighbor to keep an eye out on your home while you're away. It is absolutely essential that you trust this person and know that they will follow through with checking it. A next-door neighbor is a convenient person to monitor your home, since they are the most likely person to notice any unusual situations. Do not sacrifice convenience for trust. If you do not feel completely comfortable asking your next-door neighbor to check on your home, ask a close friend or family member.
Simon, can you share with us some secrets how to cheat burglars?
Sure. Interior lights signal that someone is at home, but leaving your lights on all the time while you're away is not cost-effective. A programmable light switch will turn on select lights at a certain time and then turn them off. This saves money, is energy efficient, and is a useful deterrent. An intruder who is watching your home closely may notice that lights go on and off at certain times every day. Set a schedule for your timer that varies day by day. Moreover, noticeable changes can alert others that you aren't home, like if your curtains are pulled shut for 2 weeks straight when they are normally open.
What is the most common mistakes people usually do?
That's ridiculous. Remember, never post on social media that you are living for a vacation. Avoid posting pictures from your vacation while you are still away. Checking in at the airport of your vacation destination or updating your friends about your vacation. Internet safety is extremely important. Many burglars learn about their potential victims through social media when they post that they will be away, how long they'll be away, and where they're going. What is more, notify the post office that you will be away so they do not leave mail and packages at your door. You can also ask your neighbor to collect your mail for you. At last, Turn off your automatic garage door opener if you have one. This will prevent someone with a universal remote from opening the door while you're away.
Thanks a lot for the informative and interesting interview. We're looking forward to seeing you with us next time.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Hello everyone, it's the program tip of the day, and today with us is a policeman Simon Snow, who is going to share with us his ideas how to make your home burglar-proof. No homeowner wants to return from a wonderful vacation to find that his or her home has been burglarized or damaged. There are a number of different safety and security measures that you can take to protect your home. Before you leave, it is important to make sure that each of these measures is functioning properly and that your home is secure. What's your opinion, Simon?
You are absolutely right, John. Let's get started.
Simon, what should we do in advance to make our home environment safe?
You can have a home automation system installed that allows you to access a security system through a small phone or computer application. Often a full security system would include outdoor cameras, automated lighting, and alarm and monitoring system. These provide peace of mind wherever you are far away from your home. Installing a home security system may also reduce your homeowner's insurance payments.
I've already purchased one. What else should our attention be paid to?
Strong doors are a worthwhile investment as a deterrent for robberies. Ideally, they will be over 1 inch thick and be made of metal. Hardwoods are also a good option. Your door should be strong enough that no one can break it down or kick it in. Not only will this increase security, it will also improve your home's energy efficiency. Good locks are also important. This may not be possible if you are renting your home or live in an apartment. If this is the case, speak with your landlord to see if they will consider installing more secure doors.
How should we protect valuable possessions?
Consider adding a deadbolt or an extra strong lock to entryway doors. If you have sliding glass doors, install locks that wedge between the door and the track to ensure they cannot be opened from the outside. The most significant point is that you should keep your essential documents in a deposit box, like the deed to your home, your passports, and identification cards, whether you are home or away. Before you leave, lock up any valuables that you may keep out on an everyday basis, like jewelry or sensitive documents. A safe is a necessary investment for every homeowner.
Many of us have a hidden key to our front doors or garages tucked away under a welcome mat, in a plant, or in a decorative garden item.
That's not very safe. Retrieve the hidden key and put it somewhere safe inside your home. Since you'll be away, there is no reason for a hidden key to be outside. Most burglars know that homeowners will hide keys and will look for one that is easily accessible when they want to break in.
What about the neighboring scheme?
That will definitely work. Ask a trusted friend, family member, or neighbor to keep an eye out on your home while you're away. It is absolutely essential that you trust this person and know that they will follow through with checking it. A next-door neighbor is a convenient person to monitor your home, since they are the most likely person to notice any unusual situations. Do not sacrifice convenience for trust. If you do not feel completely comfortable asking your next-door neighbor to check on your home, ask a close friend or family member.
Simon, can you share with us some secrets how to cheat burglars?
Sure. Interior lights signal that someone is at home, but leaving your lights on all the time while you're away is not cost-effective. A programmable light switch will turn on select lights at a certain time and then turn them off. This saves money, is energy efficient, and is a useful deterrent. An intruder who is watching your home closely may notice that lights go on and off at certain times every day. Set a schedule for a timer that varies day by day. Moreover, noticeable changes can alert others that you aren't home, like if your curtains are pulled shut for 2 weeks straight when they are normally open.
What is the most common mistakes people usually do?
That's ridiculous. Remember, never post on social media that you are leaving for a vacation. Avoid posting pictures from your vacation while you are still away, checking in at the airport of your vacation destination, or updating your friends about your vacation. Internet safety is extremely important. Many burglars learn about their potential victims through social media when they post that they will be away, how long they'll be away, and where they're going. What is more, notify the post office that you will be away so they do not leave mail and packages at your door. You can also ask your neighbor to collect your mail for you. At last, turn off your automatic garage door opener if you have one. This will prevent someone with a universal remote from opening the door while you're away.
Thanks a lot for the informative and interesting interview. We're looking forward to seeing you with us next time.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.